Jeremy Bradley here once again, joining you from the Louisiana area and all the fun we're having in Lafayette at lft.jbonair.com, lft.jbonair.com, and it's brought to you by our friends at shopernie.com. Everybody loves a golden retriever puppy. Ernie and his dogmestic partner, Basil, have a greeting card for every occasion. Check out the cutest dogs at shopernie.com. That's shopernie.com. And back out here on the water with John at McGee's Swamp Tours. We're going to wrestle some gators, right? No, we're not, no.
No, actually, this will be a hands-off kind of thing. But we will have the opportunity here to encounter some at a close proximity to the boat. Of course, these alligators now recognize these boats. We're not there to harm them.
Yeah.
So they come out to visit us, get their pictures taken, if you will.
And get some food, too.
Absolutely. You know, every once in a while, performing as they do,
right,
we have to give them a small treat.
Now, you were telling me during the break you've been doing this for 30 years, and if I'm not mistaken, you actually kind of like pet them too sometimes if they come out of the water when you've given them.
Absolutely. It's not recommended for anyone to come out here, of course, and try to pet an alligator. The guys that we have here at McGee's Swamp Tours, many of them have been doing this for many, many years, have been dealing with the same alligators, if you will, for many years. So, in that being said, they're still really cautious.
Right.
Yeah. However, they can tell how this alligator is acting and what they can do with their hands with the alligator. But many of them will come there, especially the older ones. Again, they're not scared of you.
Right.
And they will allow you to pet them, so to speak, on the back of the head.
Well, you guys are the experts, and you can certainly read their body language and how they're reacting. But even just like clapping, I mean, they know your signals of how to come and see you.
Absolutely. It's my belief after doing this many years that actually this alligator, to me, recognizes one's voice.
Okay.
Oftentimes, especially during our tours, many of the people are amazed at just how we will call them verbally, and they will come a-running, if you will.
That's exactly what happened. 30 years you've been doing this. Show me your hands. I got to see. He's got 10 fingers, everybody. I can tell you that.
They're all there.
So if people want to check out more information about McGee's Swamp Tours, they can go to your website.
Absolutely. You can go to McGee's Swamp Tours and Adventures. Www, of course, McGee'sSwampToursAdventures.com, as well as on Facebook, McGee's Swamp Tours. Make sure and check us out there. Questions are asked just as soon as they come in fact, to take care of that type of business.
And we've got the pictures from our swamp tour at lft.jbonair.com. You know, we were just talking, we've got to wrap this up, but, you know, the ecosystem here we were mentioning during the break is just unmatched. When you think about how development is taking over and concrete is the new grass, this is so refreshing to experience this.
Absolutely. You have to keep in mind, you know, I always say that numbers roll off of the tongue extremely easy. But when you're talking of an area that's 20 to 25 miles wide and 150 miles plus, covering 1.4 million acres, now you're talking about a vast piece of property, and most of it is like you've seen today, and you shall see on your video. Mm-hmm. This is incredibly amazing here, and you will notice this throughout the greater Chaffalaw Basin.
Yeah, so if you're from a big city or a big center with the hustle and bustle and you want to experience nature, this is definitely the place to do it. Again, the highlights are on our website, lft.jbonair.com. Well, John, thanks so much. This has been incredible, and let's go enjoy nature, shall we?
Absolutely, and again, many times we overlook the places in our backyard. This is one of them.
And you guys respect it, and that's what's great, too.
Absolutely.
All right, thanks, John. We're going to get back to the music now here on the show.